internet address. It's the home of irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to y'all. This is Max. I'm your host here on To The Max at LA Talk Radio. It is 11 o'clock p.m. in New York, 8 o'clock in L.A. Welcome. There's like a major news flash that Heather Locklear was arrested for something. She had a meltdown. There you go. So poor thing. You should see her mugshot. God bless her. She looks really pretty, though. Heather Locklear was arrested. What can you do? But you guys, I got to talk to you about a serious note tonight. We got a great show right off the bat. We have Yvette Lopez coming on. You're going to hear from her. We have this cool guy that I met, Francois, with the $15,000 book. Just when y'all thought you heard it all, there's a $15,000 book about New York. But before that, I need your help, everyone. New York Times in an article, my friend Amelia from Fair Fund, I've had her on my show before. Safe harbor for exploited children. The New York State Senate has to pass this act, everyone. What it is going to do is going to place sexually exploited children under state supervision. I need your help. I personally need your help because this is something that's got to happen. So if you're interested in helping, you can call Governor Patterson right now, 518-474-8390. Ask him to sign the Safe Harbor for Exploited Children Act and put it into law. They're going to ask you for a New York zip code. Give them this one, 10001. Even if you live in L.A., even if you live in Chicago, wherever you are, we need this signed. And again, call Governor Patterson, 518-474-8390, and put the Safe Harbor for Exploited Children Act into law. Zip code 10001. All right, busy week I had. First of all, happy birthdays. I went to Bungalow 8, my friend April had her birthday there. Happy birthday, April. And also, birthday's coming up. Actually, her birthday's on Monday. I have April, happy birthday. Pavel, happy birthday. Ken Cooney, happy birthday. My friend Aaron Ralph and Annie Berlin, happy birthday to you all. Coming up this week, wanted to get that. Let y'all know that things are happening. Birthdays are happening every day. If it's your birthday, call in. Our number here is 323-203-0815. Now, that number is going to get you to talk to Yvette and possibly win you two VIP tickets, everybody, to her Fly FHM magazine. She was in it. The magazine's coming out this October. She's going to have a fly party for them and her birthday party, and I got VIP tickets to meet her and go to her party coming up on the show. So, I took my niece Lily to this great show called the Gazillion Bubble Show. Check out Broadway.com. Go to the Gazillion Bubble Show if you're in New York. It's great for kids. That's what I'm going to say. It was a lot of fun. My niece loved it. They brought her on stage. The guy's a genius in the sense that he's like blowing bubbles, and now he's making huge bubbles too, by the way. And if you go to FatBrainToys.com, he's got all of his little bubble machines on there. So he's marketing himself off of bubbles. I went to a fantastic restaurant after. Y'all know, maybe you don't, maybe you do. Cereal from the Cirque. He used to work for my father at Delmonico's. Cereal, the restaurant, the Cirque is great. His son has one called Circo, Osteria del Circo. Check them out, osteriadelcirco.com. You can get all this information on maxtucci.com. We had a great it's a great restaurant. We had a great dinner. It's in New York, and there's one also in Las Vegas, the Cirque. Family restaurant, great family. Mauro, Mario. Mario's my father's godson. And, of course, their father, Ciro Maccioni from the Cirque. Good times. You know, there's just been so much going on. Okay, so I told you. Oh, Le Cirque, by the way, is having this great thing in New York. Monday night on the Upper East Side, they're having, because of our financial crisis, they're doing a 48 prefix available only in the cafe. So you don't have to wear jackets. You can be cool. Wear jeans. Just don't let Sierra catch you in sandals. Go to Le Cirque on Mondays. You can get a $48 prefix meal that otherwise would cost you a fortune. They're at 151 East 58th Street at Lexington Avenue in New York. Of course, that's a Cirque restaurant. Check out their Monday nights. Get your $48 meal on, even though we're going through a financial crisis, right? Eat like a king and pay like a pauper. So anyway, my friends, I was at an event for these very exclusive, speaking of a recession, very exclusive High Grove apartments. They're in Stamford, Connecticut. You could check them out at highgrovestamford.com. They're building the most amazing apartments. Wait till y'all see these. Check out the website. Let me know what you think. I met Francois. And now, Francois, check out this website, thenewyorkbook.com, okay? And thenewyorkbook.com is this amazing book that Francois is going to come on and talk about. It's just unbelievable. I saw the book in person. I was like, I have to see it. I collect books. I have the Sumo book from Fashion, which is a great book. I think it's like you can fetch it now on like eBay for like 25 grand or something. It's an amazing book. Actually, check out eBay.com. I love eBay. I think it's really a fun place to shop. You could be at home in bed and just shop. Speaking of shopping, I've just got all this information for all y'all tonight. TrendyStep.com. You can go buy like all your Gucci shoes at like ridiculous low prices. So check out TrendyStep.com. So, Francois, would you mind getting Francois on the phone, Sam? Please. I want to talk to Francois, find out what this book is all about, even though I kind of know. I want all my listeners out there to know. We got a great show, by the way. Yvette Lopez, you know, she's like this hot Playboy bunny. She's coming on later in the show. But until that happens, we've got Sam coming on. We've got Sam coming on. We got Francois coming on. I'm so confused because I was watching my favorite show, Brothers and Sisters. It was on tonight, ABC.com, my favorite show. So we're going to get Francois on the line. And Francois, hello. Welcome to the Max. You're live on the air at LA Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well, Max. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I was just telling all my listeners how you and I met at the High Grove event, but prior to that, we actually met on Facebook. You hit me up.
Yes.
And you were like, listen, I read about your show, and I think I have a product that's going to match the luxury brand that I'm going with my show, and the New York book is definitely something that I think not only fits my personality, but also the luxury brand of To The Max. So without any further ado, tell my people, I already told them about your website, thenewyorkbook.com with Gloria Luxury. Now tell them exactly the phenomenon of this amazing $15,000 book.
Well, basically, the New York book is a definitive book on New York City. Most exciting new book ever written about New York City to cover the gamut from history of New York City onwards to philanthropy, fashion, dance, music, theater, pretty much the core of what makes New York so special and why everyone in the world wants to come to New York City. We feel we've covered it and we've combined the best aspects of the world, including the fact that we have written, we have some of the best authors to combine their efforts to write the New York book.
Who are some of the authors that are involved?
Ah, well, we have Tom Wolfe, James Sanders, Rick Burns, Gay Talese, Pete Hamill, John Updike, Don DeLillo. It just goes on and on. I mean, some of the most amazing writers that actually helped us put this together. Colson Whitehead, for example, Anthony the Curtis. It's just the upper echelon of literary specialists in New York City who know New York very well,
right,
and helped us put it all together.
Now, you know, even though my show is LA Talk Radio, I am a New Yorker born and raised. So this book definitely, when you told me about it, I was like, anything to plug New York, especially now, because people are like, you know, New York is almost like, they call it the city that never sleeps, but I think it's kind of taking a little bit of a slumber. So I hope this book, you know, it's not going to be in the hands of everyone, but the elite that can afford this book will be definitely able to enjoy New York. And I want, if you can't afford the book, come to New York and enjoy New York. If you can afford the book, enjoy New York through the book is what I'm trying to say. Because it's truly the photography. Now, tell my listeners, you know, the photography in this book, everyone, I saw this book. I had to go touch it myself and see it and feel it before I could tell you all about it. It is one of the most beautiful books that I've ever seen. Gloria Luxury, they're out of UK. So the books are all printed in the UK, and they're just so beautifully made. And tell everyone, you know, some of the contributors to the book, photography-wise, and then there's three price ranges. So tell everyone about the book and the price ranges and so on.
Sure. Well, the most amazing thing about the New York book, outside of the literary end of it, like I said, is when you brought up the photography pieces that we have, or the individuals who helped us put it together on the photography end, these individuals, are the most respected photographers in their field. For example, you have Jacob Riis, Henri Cartier-Bresson, you have David Bailey, Jerry Schatzberg, Ron Galella, the one of the original quote-unquote paparazzis. You have Helmut Newton, Evelyn Hoffer. These pieces, these individuals, their pieces alone sell at a variety of galleries all over New York internationally. You're looking at $4,000, $5,000 piece per 16 and a half by 20 print. I mean, it's amazing.
And now the book that's the $15,000 book, what prints does that come with and how many?
You know, that's a very good question. It comes with five. Let me break it down to you. There's three editions. There is the Liberty edition. Mm-hmm. There is the, I'm sorry, the Lenape edition, the Liberty edition, and there's also the, I'm blanking out here, Lenape, Liberty, and the Columbus edition. And what makes them so special is that each one of these editions come with special prints that our editors selected to come with the specific edition. For example, the first print, the first edition comes with one print, which is 16 and a half by 20. It's the original print from the original negative that's been taken by Rubenstein. There's also the second edition is at 4,500. Comes with two original prints as well. The third edition comes with five prints, and that's the $15,000 Columbus edition. Five selected prints that would normally sell for $4,000 to $5,000 a piece.
Yeah. So I mean, this is really a collector's book. You know, book collection is a major thing. I'm a big book collector. Like I said, I have some phenomenal books. This is one that I absolutely adore, and just by seeing it, the packaging, the whole essence of the book, you know, I call it the Rolls Royce of books. So it's really a phenomenal book, and going through it, it just really touches New York, and from the beginning, you know, it's like a historical journey of New York, from Studio 54 to Harlem in the 20s. I mean, it's really covers, and then unfortunately Delmonico's isn't in it, but maybe we'll get something going with with Gloria Luxury with Delmonico's. But you guys have really, really covered New York. And how many pages is the book?
The book has 756 pages total. It has over 100,000 images. And keep bear in mind for the viewers, it's important to know that the photos that are in there or the images that are in the book, some of them have never been seen before. Due to the fact it took 2 years to go through a variety of archives from the Historical Society of New York, IMG, ICP, you have Magnum involved, you have the New York Public Library, you have all kinds of organizations in New York that we were able to pull these prints from and create this wonderful book. It just took much time, and we didn't want to just put any postcard-type images in there.
The images were phenomenal. I mean, I saw the book, everyone... You know what? It's a great corporate gift. It's a great – if the man who has for the man who has everything, he doesn't have this book because it's brand new. Now, you guys are selling it in the city at Barney's. Am I correct?
We do have it now at Barney's, and we have it a relationship with Bergdorf as well that we're finalizing as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Now, can people order it off of line as well?
Yes. Most importantly, you can go online, fill out the paperwork, registration, basic registration information, and they can order New York, and we shall have it, and you know, they'll have it in hand within a matter of weeks. But it's, you know, easily, as you said, you can also contact myself directly at FB at Gloria Luxury, or just give me a call directly online. You'll see the information there, and we'd love to hear from everyone. It's a phenomenal book, and I think the most important thing is that the visual aspect of actually seeing a person makes the appreciation of New York the true definitive testament.
Right. Now, is this book going to be shown? Because Highgrove kind of showed you guys had a beautiful presentation of the book. Are you going to have the book anywhere on tour, so to say, where people can see it?
We are working on a few events. Most likely, we have some private events that we're going to have tours, technically.
Go to Barney's and see it if you want to see the book, right?
Yeah.
But, So to reach Francois, it's FB at GloriaLuxury.com. Hit him up. If you have someone in your life that has everything, I can promise you they don't have this book. So this book is going to be really – the holidays are right around the corner. And if you have, it's a great Father's Day present too. So it's the kind of thing that, you know, I'm kind of going more towards the masculine side of this book, even though I'm sure there's a lot of feminine qualities to it as well. But I haven't met too many female book collectors, but I'm sure they're out there. There was one that night who found the book very lovely as well. But the book I do love, the website, Francois, tell us the website again.
It is thenewyorkbook.com, www.thenewyorkbook.com. And while you're at it, you could feel free to visit the Gloria Luxury website, which is www.glorialuxury.com.
GloriaLuxury.com. We're going to hold off on GloriaLuxury.com because there's other books that you have four books right now, or three, and then one is in production. But there's other books that I want to talk about because I'm going to have a big show. We're going to talk about yachts, and we're going to talk about polo and race cars. So I want to bring you back on that show to talk about another book that Gloria does, because I think it'll be fun addition to another edition of To the Max. So, Francois, the book is available now. There's three price ranges. They go between $2,500 and $15,000. Everyone, the ultimate gift you're hearing right here on To the Max, which is the New York book. Francois, I've got to thank you so much. It was a pleasure to meet you. We've got a fun show going tonight. I've got a Playboy Bunny coming on, Yvette Lopez. You know, being on To the Max.
Thank you, Max. Appreciate it. Have a great
day. Gloria does. Thank you so much. And everyone, go out and buy a copy. How many copies are there? Limited edition, Francois?
Right. This is a limited edition collection. We have 1,000 units that were created. We are down to, I'd say we're about halfway through very shortly. So bear in mind, we haven't even launched it yet in the city. It's just been sold privately to our clients. So,
they're going to be all right. So everyone, basically, what Francois is saying: get on it, get this book while supplies last, so to say.
Yes,
but
exactly.
The book is out there. All right. Well, Francois, have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for coming on To the Max and promoting the New York book. I'm a New Yorker. You're a New Yorker. So New York is a great city and a great book to display a wonderful city that we live in.
Thank you, Max. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Good luck.
You too. Good night, Francois.
Good night.
All right, everyone, that was Francois with the NewYorkBook.com. Amazing book, everyone. I'm going to go luxury brand with this show. I think you guys have picked that up. Speaking of luxury brand, Paris Fashion Week started yesterday, and it goes to October 5th. For more information, go to www.moldaparis.com. Go, if you're in Paris, go to Fashion Week. Why not? Update: Heather Locklear got arrested for drunk driving. It was just on the news. Sorry. You know, and what do I always say on To the Max? Don't drink and drive. Stay over at your friend's house. She should have been listening. Maybe we'll get her on and talk about it. So, everybody, this week in New York, we have the Hispanic Society of American Gala, Thursday, October 2nd, 2008 at 7:30 p.m. For more information, please, everybody, go to, where are you going to go to? You know what? For tickets, why don't you just call 212-926-2234. You can always go to maxtucci.com for more information. It's going to be at Rockefeller Plaza, but it's a fantastic event, the Hispanic Society of American Gala. So please, everyone, support the Hispanic Society at the Rainbow Room October 2nd. For more ticket information, dial 212-926-2234 and ask for Mencia Figueroa. All right, everyone? So that was just a cute little plug that I had to do for the Hispanic Society. Speaking of Hispanic Society, we got sexy, hot singer, songwriter, actress, Playboy model, FHM magazine spread, Yvette Lopez coming up on the show. Call me at 323-203-0815 so that you can talk to Yvette and you can possibly win two VIP tickets to a hot FHM party, October 11th at Social in LA. But before we go there, ABC.com, I told you all about my favorite show, Brothers and Sisters, air tonight. I'm so happy that they're back on the air. Oh, I got to say hi to my friend Cosimo in Firenze. He's on the Fiorentina soccer team there, so I got to say hi to him and the whole team. What's up? Viva Firenze. I want to say mi gente, but it's not Italian. So also, you know, CBS has my girl Eva LaRue with CSI Miami coming up. So y'all, check that out. Check out Eva's site, evalarue.com. Check out cbs.com for all your local listings of a hot season, which is CSI Miami. So, all right, you know what? We talked about ABC.com, CBS.com. Let's talk about one of my favorite things. And one of my favorite things for this week, go to 50cycles.com. They call them YakK. They're brainwear for smart people. They're basically helmets, but they have like these fly hats on them. They're from Denmark. They're a unique concept. They're based on an idea that is simple, but can be infinitely varied. The concept consists of two parts, a helmet and a wide range of covers. So they take a regular helmet and they have these fly covers on them. So go to 50cycles.com. My favorite thing of the week, protect your head, people. Wrap it up. Speaking of wrapping it up, we got Yvette Lopez coming on. So Sam, you know what? Let me drop one more thing before we get Yvette, because she's going to be off the hook. If you guys want to talk to Yvette Lopez, 323-203-0815, here on To The Max at LA Talk Radio. Before we get there, Fluffy, talking about Fluffy, Fluffers, I'm going to fluff you guys up right now. Fluffy's Cafe in New York. Check out fluffyscafe.com. Sam, let's get Yvette Lopez on the line. Enough about fluffing. Let's just get her here. I mean, really.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
I'm going to enjoy talking to Yvette. So I'll help. This is one thing that drives my head in. Oh, another
hello.
Part. Yvette Lopez, welcome to the Max on LA Talk Radio. What's going on?
Hi. I just play with my puppies.
Are you playing with your puppies? Well, welcome to the Max. You know, I've had so many emails. They're like, oh my God, because I put your picture up promoting the show on like Facebook, MySpace, everything. It was like, she's so hot, da 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 da. I'm like, you guys have no idea. Yvette and I hung out. I met you through my friend Romy.
Uh-huh.
And then we hung out in New York last year. And I'm so glad I have a radio show because now, Miss Yvette, you are a recording artist, an actress. We're going to play one of your songs. You've got an FHM spread. Tell my people what's going on with your life, Yvette.
God, so much has been going on. I've just been working on my music, and I just shot for FHM, and that's going to be out now in October. And in November, I'm getting ready to go visit the troops in Iraq. And I'm just keeping myself busy.
You are keeping yourself busy. Now, let's tell everyone, let's backtrack to your career when you started with Playboy. You're a Latina Playboy. So mm-hmm. How was it to do your first shoot for Playboy? How did you get involved? How did you get it?
I was
besides
in Vegas. And I was in Vegas, and I was approached by someone, and they gave me their card. I think I was 17, though. So I waited until I was 18, and then I went out. They flew me out to Chicago, and we did some stuff out there, and I was published in the U.S. Playboy 6 times, and then that kind of just that's just how everything got started. I took a little bit of a break after I shot for Playboy and moved to Florida. Didn't really do too much. I was being very lazy for a couple of years, and then just got back into the singing business. I grew up singing with my father, and so. I just thought I'd get back into it and do something that I enjoy.
Well, and we're all going to hear your song, but everyone, check out Playboy.com just to know what's going on with Hugh Hefner and the gang. And I got to tell you, Yvette, you know, I want to get some Q&As, but before that, everyone, if you want to talk to Yvette and have your chance to win tickets, the lines are open, 323-203-0815. Talk to Yvette and then possibly win your VIP tickets. Now, tell us about your party.
October 11th, I'm having my birthday party along with my FHM magazine shoot. So we are having Stacey Q perform, and O'Brown, and GMAC. And these are three of my favorite artists. And so I've asked them to come perform at my party. It's going to be at Club Social here in Los Angeles on Sunset. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty wild. I'm excited. GMAC is an R&B singer, and he wrote a song that makes me cry. His voice is just amazing. And we met a while back, and I asked him to fly out. So he's coming in from Canada. And then I have O'Brown, who is a rapper, and he performs with Be Real of Cypress Hill and couple other people.
Now, you've worked with him, too. Have you worked with him in producing some stuff?
Yeah, I actually just started working with B-Real. He asked me to do a song with him, and so we've been in the studio getting that together.
Well, I would love to have them on the show anytime. So you give them my email, give them my number, tell them to call me, because I'd love to have them on To The Max here on LA Talk Radio. Now, I want to ask you some questions before we dive in. Just some simple stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, fun stuff, light stuff. I want to know, what is your favorite travel destination?
My favorite travel destination? God, I have so many, but I guess I'd have to say I love the Bahamas. I have a really good time there. I love the weather, the water. So the Bahamas is mine.
The Bahamas, it's going to be one of mine, too. I think I might go on there for New Year's, actually. But
Let me know. I think I'm going to be there, too.
Listen, we'll rock and roll. now, tell me, what are three of your... Give me two of your top hotels, your favorite hotels.
My top hotels, let's see. Well, in Mexico City, there's the Frida Kahlo Hotel, and she's one of my favorite artists. But they have there's that in Mexico City. It's awesome. So if you're ever in Mexico City, that's where you have to stay. It's a 5-star hotel, very traditional Mexican style hotel. And then we got La Fonda in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's where I'm from, and that's an amazing hotel. And then I'd have to say in Miami, then you'd have to go to let's see, where would I go actually? In Miami. Maybe not. Maybe it isn't Miami. I don't know. Those are my two. The Soda Club.
Now, you know what? When we're done with the show, people are going to say, where does she stay? So we're going to get, you can get all the information on MaxTucci.com after the show. I'm going to have it posted up so you guys know what we're talking about. So I'll get that from you, that information again. What is your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant is, my favorite kind of food is, you know, native to New Mexico. So my favorite restaurant is in Santa Fe, and it's La Posada. And just because of our chilies, we have special chilies that we grow out in New Mexico, and you can only get them there. So I'd have to say La Posada.
And in L.A., what's your favorite restaurant in L.A.?
In L.A., my favorite restaurant is Sir. It's a cute little gorgeous restaurant on Robertson, and it's absolutely yummy.
Have you ever been to the Velvet Margarita?
I have not. Where's that?
That's in L.A. I went with my friend Eva LaRue and her sister Nika. It is one of the most incredible restaurants. It's like a fly Mexican restaurant. You know what? I couldn't even tell you because I wasn't driving. And in L.A., I never drive because I just want to be taken to where I'm going because I can't stand driving there. And I'm like, I just sit in the car and the door is open. All of a sudden, we're in this like really cool place. I'll get you the information. The Velvet Margarita in L.A. I think it's like on Hollywood or something weird like that.
I'll have to check it out.
You know what? I'm just going to Google it right now, so we'll do that. But now, why don't you tell my listeners your nationality? Because obviously I can feel that Latina vibe in you, baby. So what's your nationality?
I'm Mexican. My grandparents on my dad's side were from Chihuahua, Mexico. I'm a little bit of a mix, and then I have some Spanish in me from my mom's side. New Mexican, I don't know, we're all a little mixed with Indian and Mexican and Spanish, so it's, you know, it's a combo of things. I claim my Mexican heritage.
You claim it?
I claim it. I own it.
All right. You own it. It's yours. So now listen, what's going on? I want, because we got so much going on. People, call in 323-203-0815. We're opening the lines. The Velvet Margarita is on 1612 North Chowanga Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
And their number is 323-469-2000. Awesome place. Even the inside is a cool place. But check that out there. Now listen, what are you doing besides your music and your FHM photo shoots? What's going on with you?
That's really what I'm doing right now. I'm getting ready to get back in the studio on Tuesday. I'm working with just my music. It's what I love, and that's all I'm doing right now. I need to stay focused. I took a long time off, so now it's time to just stay focused and create, and just until I get the album finished.
All right, so you know what, Sam? Why don't we get your song, before we get it going, now it's a song, I got to hear it. Y'all going to hear it live for the first time on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. This show will be an archive if you want to hear the song again. If you want to hear this interview again, you could always check out latalkradio.com, pull up the archives on To The Max. Tell Me It's A Lie is a song, did you write it?
I actually did not. Louis Martinet wrote it, and it's, I don't know, did you hear the words? Have you listened to what it means?
I've heard it like 3 times already, so I did hear the words.
It's about my boyfriend leaving me for a man.
Well, there you go. So that would be a lie, wouldn't it?
I'm hoping it is. Tell me it's a lie.
That's all right. He wasn't for you, right?
Right.
I'll move on. So, tell you it's a lie. So that song, obviously, when you sang it, you put a lot of emotion in it, no?
It's a fun song. So I just, you know, a lot of my friends are gay. So I'm, you know, it's not anything that's shocking to me, especially here in LA.
But to have your boyfriend who you like, you know, y'all messed around, did your thing, and then he goes, gets up and leaves you for another man. It's more than a lie. It's a beatdown.
That's funny.
That's when you call some of your lesbian friends and be like, listen.
I tell my girlfriend, come on over, girl. My turn.
Right? So you know what, Sam? Let's just go right into Tell Me It's a Lie, everyone. When is the CD release? We'll talk about it after the song. Sam, can we get that song going? Tell Me It's a Lie by Yvette Lopez here on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. You know, we had a little bit of a technical difficulty there, Yvette. But that's what happened with live radio. So you know what, Sam? Can we kind of pick it up again and try to get it to... We don't want the remix version just yet. Sorry about that, Yvette.
That's okay.
But, you know, listen, we got to get it played somehow, right? But when is the CD coming out?
I actually released it. It's been released on iTunes and... you know, a couple other like online radio stations, but I'm not selling it in stores yet. We're just keeping everything online. It's the new way. It's the whole music business has changed.
It has. And so has the radio industry. You know, that's why we're here on LA Talk Radio, because it's just the internet, man, is soaring through the nations. And what's great is you're already international. You know, by going on the internet, you become international overnight, you know,
Thank
so it's
God.
Kind of cool. Right. So, yeah. Now, how did you get involved in the music industry?
Well, I grew up singing. My father made his first 45 when he was 7 years old. They had a little group, him and his 2 brothers. And I started singing when I was in 5th grade. They put me, and I sang traditional Mexican music with the mariachis. And that's what I grew up singing. I'm actually bringing that to my music now. I'm bringing traditional Mexican music and mixing it with hip-hop and pop, with the full mariachi band. And it's in my blood. It comes, you know, in my family, and that's kind of why it's nice that I'm able to just carry it on and work with my father now, and it's just a dream come true.
Now, speaking of in your blood, I hear you got some dancing techniques going on, too.
Yeah, I was a flamenco dancer for 10 years.
For 10 years, so I bet you know how to cut the rug up flamenco style, huh? You need to go on Dancing with the Stars. What's up with that? You need to go on Dancing with the Stars. Be the Latina, the little hot Latina.
Yes, that's the next goal.
That's the next goal. I think it's going to happen. Now, a lot of my listeners are all about the fact that you are in Playboy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have a big fan base. Do you have a fan site where people can go to?
Everybody goes to my MySpace. It's myspace.com/YvetteLopezHollywood. It's my music MySpace page, and I just keep that updated with everything and let people know what's going on that site.
Now, people want to know, you've done Playboy, what, you've been in it 6 times, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you done any porn, hard porn, soft porn, any of that, or no?
Thank God I haven't had to.
You're like, I'm just a beauty model.
Yeah, thank God I haven't had to. No, there's nothing wrong with it. I actually have friends that are in the porn business and whatever, however people need to make their money. But no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I have some friends in the porn industry, too, and they're like some cool people. It's a business. To them, you know, it's not an industry. It's a business to them. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's a different mindset. So it's not like it's what it is. You know what I mean? And they're cool people. So you do strictly photo shoots, study of the body, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Now, I was just offered the cover of Playboy Latin America, but we haven't said yes or no yet.
Right. Well, you got to let me know, because I know a lot of people want to find out if you're going to be on that cover.
Because
on the cover, you got to open the pages for what's on the inside. Have you been a centerfold yet?
No. When I was doing Playboy, I was young and I was a little afraid. And so because of my parents, my family, I was born with 8 grandmothers. So a lot of my grandmothers were still alive back then. So I didn't. I actually just did special editions.
All right. So now here's the deal. We're going to try to pull this song up again, because whatever MP3 set you sent me should be it if it starts to jump again. Did you hear it jumping, Yvette, or was it just me?
I didn't hear it jumping, no.
Oh, so then it might
I just got a text from a friend, so they probably were calling me to tell me.
Well, let them call in at 323-203-0815, because I got these 2 VIP tickets to your party, but I don't know if I'm going to give them away tonight, because I want some buzz about these tickets. But all right, you know what, Sam, let's play the song again. And Yvette, here we go, one more time, Tell Me It's a Lie. And LA Talk Radio.
Don't it's just a lie, it can't be true. Don't turn away, don't turn away.
So that was Yvette, everybody. Tell me it's a lie. Miss Yvette Lopez, Latina Mexicana, representing over there. What's up, Yvette?
Hi.
So, listen, Yvette, we got a phone call. So, caller, are you there? You're live into the max.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Who's this?
Hello. Hi, my name is Tosan.
Hey, Tosan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. You're live speaking with Yvette Lopez. Do you have any questions for her?
Yes, I do. Hi, Yvette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, tell me, how do you manage with, how do you deal with stress in your life?
Well, we all have stress. How do I deal with stress? Yoga, lots of yoga.
Okay. Yoga, and is there anything else?
I don't know.
You're
come
like
home to my
to say
puppies.
Sex, aren't you? You want me to say sex, don't you?
Well, doesn't that yoga?
Sex and yoga, or yoga sex?
That's the code word. Yoga's the code word.
Is that the code word?
Okay.
So, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
So,
all
what time
in the
is
Middle
it
East.
There right now in Saudi Arabia?
Well, it's 8 hours ahead of the United States.
New York time, yeah.
Yeah. So it's
so
really
cool.
Early in the morning here.
So are you a fan of Yvette?
Yes, I am.
Well, we love
Why,
that
thank you.
You're calling. And listen, you have a great night. Thanks for a great morning. Thank you for calling to the Max on LA Talk Radio. And Yvette, yoga, that's how
yes.
she relieves stress. So thanks for calling. But all right, so there you go. Callers from Saudi Arabia, right? Why not? But,
right
so, hey, right? Listen, this is a luxury show, so of course Saudi Arabia would have to be a caller. But moving on from Saudi Arabia. Now, Yvette, that song, I feel like, are you going to play that at your party, October 11th, at Social in Los Angeles?
I believe so. If we have some time, I know that the O'Brown's doing 4 songs and Gene Max doing 3, and then we got Stacey Q. So it just depends on how long everything runs in while I'm there, because obviously I won't get there until probably like around 10:30-ish. But I think so.
Which
and,
really
and
means 11:30. No, I'm kidding. Don't you hate when they do these fucking parties and they're like, all right, we got like Jay-Z performing. He's going to come on at 10. And then it's like 1:45 in the morning. You're like, where's Jay-Z?
I know. And I don't want to do that to my friends and my fans. So I'm like, you guys have to get on at this time. Because I know I hate it when they do that to me. I'm like, fine, I just want to leave. So,
right.
So I'm gonna have it. I'm the boss that night. So I'm putting everybody on a schedule.
Cool. Well, listen, we got another call, so I'm gonna take this call. Caller, there. You're live on To the Max on LA Talk Radio. What's up? We're taking the call right now.
All right. Thanks.
Hello. You're live on To the Max.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Yvette. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually calling in from the Bahamas now. I was listening to the show, and I heard you said that was your favorite place.
Yes, I love the Bahamas. My girlfriend, Marianne, has some property there, so I was there for Christmas and New Year's last year, and I'm going again this year.
Oh, really? Where did you spend New Year's?
We were at the Atlantis.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm in there now. I'd love spending most of the year here. And I'm spending the years in Harbor Island.
I've been to Harbor Island.
Oh, did you love it?
I love everything about the Bahamas. It's just such a beautiful place, and the energy there, it just makes you feel good all the time.
Yeah. How often do you get down?
I'll be there now for Christmas. I'm going again. I go once a year.
Well,
and it's usually
cool.
Christmas. Mm-hmm. I have to go swim with the dolphins.
Oh yeah. Are you going over to the Cove?
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess I'll look out for you there this New Year's, and I'll look forward to your FHM spread.
Thank you. Well, I will keep you posted on my MySpace page, and you'll get to know where I'm at all times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to find that out then.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much, Bahamas, calling in to speak to Miss Yvette. Thank you for your call tonight on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Yvette, man, we got everyone listening. Saudi Arabia, Bahamas, what's going on, girl?
I bring them in from everywhere, right?
Right? Listen, To The Max, even though it's LA, I'm in New York, you're in LA, they're in Bahamas, Saudi Arabia, Canada, wherever everyone is. Listen, drop your MySpace page again for everybody.
It's at myspace.com/YvetteLopezHollywood.
All right, so you guys can check that out. You're going to get all this information on MaxTucci.com. Call in 323-203-0815 to speak to Miss Yvette Lopez. What's up? So now your FHM spread, how many pages do you have?
They didn't tell me yet, but I believe it is 6. I did 5 different looks, and usually each look gets like 1 to 2 pages. So it's very, very sexy, though, and fun. They had me rolling around on a bathroom floor at a nightclub. But
right.
You guys, yeah, wait, these pictures are really, really hot. I'm excited to see them myself.
I'm sure. Listen, I know a lot of people are excited to see them. The party's October 11th. If you're going to be in Los Angeles and you want tickets, 2 VIP tickets to go see Yvette Lopez, I want you guys to email me at max@maxtucci.com, or you could email LA Talk Radio's email address and request the tickets. We're going to do a random drawing where there's going to be 2 lucky winners to go to a fly FHM party at Social in Los Angeles, October 11th, hosted by Miss Yvette Lopez, because your birthday, my girl, is coming up too. What is it, October 15th?
My birthday is October 15th, yes.
And the party's the 11th. So she's going to have a pre-birthday party for her fans. It's a public party, but we got a little VIP section going, don't you?
Yes. So whoever comes will be able to hang out with me and my friends.
Cool. Now, so everyone, if you're interested in going to the party but not getting into the VIP section, people can still go, right? Line up.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Line
the tickets you're giving away. Yeah, the tickets
right.
That you're giving away, they'll get to come sit with us or me.
Cool. And have a good time. I know there's some people at LA Talk Radio who are going to be there, and he definitely wants to go. So live vicariously through me since I can't be there. But
that's okay. I'll be in New York soon, so we'll go have our fun later.
Is that right? So listen, you know, I've got to wrap this show up because it just flies by. But you know what? I want to ask you, Paul Newman died. Isn't that so sad?
Yeah, that's very sad.
So I'm going to dedicate the show to Paul Newman, I think, right? How does that sound with you? You want to dedicate it to Paul Newman?
Great. Yeah.
Is that the right thing to do?
It's the right thing to do.
One of my favorite quotes, actually, I changed it already because I have, you know, I change my quotes all the time on Facebook. But my favorite one that I had is actually Hugh Hefner's, which is, life is too short to be living somebody else's dream. And Yvette Lopez, you are living your dream, I think, aren't you?
Thank God. I sure am. I couldn't ask for anything more. It's just been such a blessing, everything that has come to me in my life.
And you know what? You're doing it graciously. You're doing it the right way, I think, because everything you do looks good, sounds amazing. So you know what? Just keep your head high and do your thing, right? Don't let anyone stop you, girl.
Exactly.
Because right, what did Mr. Hefner say? Life is too short to be living someone else's dream.
And that is so true.
Isn't it? Now, how is Mr. Hefner? He's a cool dude, isn't he?
He's a sweetheart. I actually haven't seen him in a very long time. You know, it's hard for him to keep up with his girls. There's so many. But he's very, very kind, and, you know, I just, it'll be a sad day when he's no longer with us. But I thank God for Playboy, because otherwise I don't know where I'd be at in my career.
Thank God for Playboy is right. Playboy.com, everyone. Yvette Lopez, we're going to see a lot more of you. Jennifer Lopez, you better watch out, because there's a hot Latina Mexicana coming right now by the name of Yvette Lopez with her song and her CDs coming out. And the song that you are doing now, that you're promoting, Tell Me It's a Lie, everyone, you can get it for iPods on iTunes. So check that out. Yvette, I got to say thank you so much for coming on To The Max.
Thank you for having me.
And listen, you have a wonderful rest of your evening. Rock that party. If I'm out in L.A., there might be a small chance that I'm there. You know we're going to hang out.
Perfect.
All right. So, like Yvette, we're going to dedicate this this show to the max to our buddy, Mr. Paul Newman, who died. My favorite quote that he said is, the embarrassing thing that... Wait, what did he say? The embarrassing thing is that the salad dressing is outgrossing my films. So when you make salad dressing and it's going better than your film, Yvette, maybe you got to make some, you know, chipotle or something, baby. Start doing a whole
plan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, bottle up your sauces, baby, and put them on the market, no?
Yeah,
right?
That's the plan.
Don't stop. Keep going. Dream bigger. So listen, you have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for being on live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Everyone, check this interview out again on our archives at latalkradio.com. Yvette, I'm going to say goodnight to you. It's a pleasure to have you on. Come on anytime. Send over all your Playboy Bunny friends. Send over your musicians, because my stage is their stage where we take life to the max. And Yvette Lopez, you are taking life to the max. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
Yeah, thank you too.
To all of you listeners, Yvette, say it one more time.
Good night, sweet dreams. Bye.
Thanks, Yvette. All right, well, I'll talk to you soon, all right? So everyone, that was Miss Yvette Lopez. She is a songwriter, Playboy Bunny, hot as motherfucking can be. That's the girl right there, got a million things going on. Look out for her sauces. Look out for a million things. Everyone, fly Delta. Go to Delta.com, my favorite airline. And also, I've got a fly show coming up next week. I've got our own here at LA Talk Radio, Miss Gina Hendricks, coming on. She's got her show, which you all know is a fly show over there at LA Talk Radio, over here at LA Talk Radio. Gina Hendricks is going to be coming on next Sunday, so everyone, look out for her. She's an amazing woman. We had a great conversation. I feel like I've known her for everything. Love Life Makeovers with Gina Hendricks on LA Talk Radio. You can check out her show. I don't know when her show is. I think her show is every Wednesday. So it is. Every Wednesday, check out Miss Gina Hendricks. And I've also got on, I've got to wrap this show up before Sam kills me, but I've got on, coming on next Sunday also, I've got a fantastic book coming on, I've got the authors of the book, I'm just doing all literary this week, I've got S.E. Cup coming on with her fantastic book, and I will tell you about it right now. The co-author, Brett, he will not be able to do it, but she will be able to do it, and it's called Why You're Wrong About the Right. So, look forward to next Sunday's show. On To The Max on LA Talk Radio. To all my listeners out there, thank you so much for calling. Sorry we couldn't take all your calls, but it's been a fantastic show. Thank you to Francois, thenewyorkbook.com, to Yvette Lopez, my little hot Mexicana. Thank you so much for being on To The Max. Gina Hendricks, I look forward to having you on next week. My favorite quote I'm going to leave you with is Mr. Hugh Hefner's, everybody. Think about this. Life is too short to be living somebody else's dream. On that note, take your dreams, take your life, take your week to the max, everyone. Have a wonderful night. I'm out of here. Sam, let's go. Peace out. Gotta go. To the max on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.